In my view, it would give a stronger voice to island communities on our coast, and also to see how the European Parliament works in relation to policies and procedures, and also which is affecting their daily life, such as tourism, fishing rights, and a number of other issues that the islanders have. They wouldn't be alone, because we're the only council that's affiliated to the CPMR, and I attend a lot of meetings, and there's six different groups within the CPMR, and islands is one of them. And I feel that this motion today, and I'm glad the council are backing the motion, it'll be up to the island community to elect a representative onto this committee, which I feel will give them a stronger voice, and it's a step forward for the island community here today.
Especially in a time like this, it has been sort of claimed maybe that some of the islands here in the county have been forgotten to some extent.
Well, really, if you look down through the years, they have the lack of investment. We see the White Atlantic Way in the last number of years, which brings a lot of tourists into the area. Unfortunately, the island communities, some of them are not prepared for it, because there's no island ferries, which this group deals with, island ferries and tourism stuff, which be a huge advantage. And I think, you know, now is the time to invest in the local islands and in relation to the tourism and also the fishing industry. We hope in Sinn Féin have a bill in the Dáil at the moment regarding heritage life, to get some of the salmon fishing back to island communities and create employment. Hopefully that will go through shortly, and that's just another step for the islands to create employment on the island and keep our young people home and not to emigrate.